years ago, Russia's hard power rolled south into Georgia. Now, Georgia's soft power is beaming north into Russia. Georgia's nationalist government discourages the use of Russian, but it makes an exception for PEAK, or First Caucus's News, a new state-funded Russian-language channel designed to break Moscow's information grip on the region. Katya Kotrikadze studied journalism in Moscow. Now home in Georgia, she broadcasts back to Russia.
The main idea is to say or to show the information about the region, which is an informational vacuum now on the stage.
As news director, she says that through the internet and via satellite, PEAK can shake up local news monopolies.
This is the only one Russian language TV channel which is on the satellite and which is not controlled by anyone. And we don't have censorship here. This is very good for us.
After launching 6 months ago, PEAK now broadcasts around the clock. Its bilingual English-Russian website draws some 50,000 viewers a day. Robert Parsons, a Radio Free Europe veteran, is director general.
It's very important for Georgia that it has normal relations with the peoples that surround it. The information that the peoples of the North Caucasus receive from their own media, from the Russian Federation media, is entirely negative about this country. So what the Georgians are trying to do is try to connect with the peoples of the North Caucasus and say, look, judge for yourself on the basis of real, objective, impartial information about what this country is about.
Since the Soviet Union fell apart 2 decades ago, Chechens, Georgia's Muslim neighbors to the north, repeatedly have allied with enemies of Georgia's central government. Foreign Ministry Deputy Minister Tornike Gordadze sees PEAK as part of a larger Georgian policy to reach out to neighboring groups in Russia.
Georgia has to promote its positive image towards the North Caucasus in order to avoid another problem like this. If one day Russia wants to reinvade Georgia, all North Caucasians who are used in this kind of adventure will think twice before following Russia.
Although PEAK aims to broadcast unbiased news to Georgia's Russian-speaking neighbors, opposition politician Nino Bourjanadze warns that Georgia is pursuing a dangerous policy.
Georgia is not a superpower who should try to intervene in internal relations of other country. I think even superpowers should not do that. But in these circumstances, you know, this is really provocative step.
But for now, Russia is giving PEAK a seat at the table. Russia President Dmitry Medvedev invited Kotrikadze to join two Russian reporters for an hour-long interview, marking the third anniversary of the August 2008 Russia-Georgia War. James Brook, VOA News, Tbilisi, Georgia.
Ну, вы знаете, я неоднократно рассказывал, как я принимал это решение.